GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Maine Governor Janet Mills in her first state of the state last night.
Detective Ben Campbell's name, I asked this body to enact legislation this session to increase the state's benefit for the families of our fallen first responders. Our fire chief, Terry Bell, was severely injured and is still healing. Though we lost his brave brother, Captain Michael Bell, the chief is back, the picture of resilience. I will create a scholarship fund for young people to train in fire suppression, with the first contribution coming from my contingent account as governor.
Good morning, Shantavellos. Governor's was folksy and I thought heartfelt.
Indeed. Good morning, Rick and George. It's always wonderful to be on your show. And I have to say, last night's speech was full of humor and also poignancy. The heartfelt words that she had for Terry Bell and in memory of Captain Michael Bell setting up that scholarship, and then the recognition that the entire body and legislature gave to Hillary Campbell in honor and memory of the late Detective Ben Campbell, talking about benefits for families of first responders. I think that one of the most important things we as a state can do is remember that we're working for the people and honor the people who put their lives on the line and the families who lose loved ones in service of our state and making our state a better place. So that for me was the most touching moment in the speech, and you know, just want to honor Detective Ben Campbell and Captain Michael Bell and all those who we've lost over the years, our first responders, our firefighters, our law enforcement.
The governor also took a time to remember two young children who fell through the cracks of Maine's social system.
In the name of those children, Marissa Kennedy and Kendall Chick, that we have reactivated the Children's Cabinet to break down the silos of the bureaucracy that failed to hear their helpless cries. I will ask this legislature to fund another 20 positions to respond quickly and effectively to reports of abuse or neglect of our children.
With the memory of those two young girls, it's very difficult to even consider saying no to the governor's request for those additional workers, Shenna.
Well, it's hugely important because we just received a report from the Child Welfare Ombudsman's Office. That's an office that I put in the budget additional funding, and it's the office that does oversight over the child welfare system. And unfortunately, over 1,000 Maine children entered the system last year. We need to make sure that we're keeping our children safe. And I think those new positions for caseworkers on the front lines who can do assessments and investigations and home visitations and make sure that we create a path for safety and for a better future for those children, that has to be a huge priority. So I was so pleased to hear Governor Mills say that. That was, I was sitting with the Republicans on the Republican side of the body yesterday night, and that was an area where there was bipartisan support. We all stood in favor of that. I think there's a recognition that that is an important system that continues to need work.
Governor Mills, like every governor, laid out priorities for herself, called back some of the things that her administration has done, then was asking lawmakers to support funding for various projects. This is quite normal. I was interested in a couple of places she went. One was allocating $15 million for broadband expansion. Yeah, that's not the biggest issue on the docket, but it's vital for a lot of small businesses.
Absolutely. And that is a huge issue that I hear from constituents. Honestly, internet today is a lot like electricity in the 1930s, and that really is the role of government. You know, rural electrification in the 1930s, the federal and state governments put a lot of funds into building it out so that every home would have electricity. I think we have a responsibility to make sure that every home has high-speed, reliable internet service, and that's where I think public-private partnerships are so important. So obviously there's a huge role for the private sector, particularly in high-density high return on investment areas. But then there's a public interest in making sure our entire state is connected, one, for economic reasons, so that people can live and work from home and connect with the national and international economy, but also for our children to have equal educational opportunity, and then for seniors to access telehealth and telemedicine to be able to stay in their homes longer. So yesterday we had a bill that I sponsored to expand rural broadband that's a piece of this effort, and the AARP came out in full support, as did Grow Smart Maine, because there are reasons that are economic but also personal for our seniors and for our children. And so to hear her say her dedication to $15 million for broadband in the budget, so we're not taking on debt to do some of this work, but funding it, I think is important. While she also made commitments to putting $20 million in the rainy day fund and to continuing to pursue tax relief and tax incentives for affordable housing and for business development.
State Senator Shenna Bellows, the Democrat of Manchester, here following up on the governor's State of the State last night. A couple of your colleagues have sent us messages this morning, listeners as well, saying that they wished they'd heard more from the senator, from the governor, pardon me, about maybe using some of the assets, some of the revenue that we have to tackle our roads. She had one comment that we caught. It's a glib short comment.
In the words of my good friend and fellow governor, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, let's fix the damn roads.
And that got a response from the House and Senate members in the chamber. Did you hear enough to satisfy your constituents concerning road and bridge repair from the governor in last night's speech, Shenna?
I thought she made two important points. One is this Blue Ribbon Task Force has to continue to look at this issue. Now, I hear from constituents that gas tax would be off the table, that would disproportionately impact people in poverty, our seniors. And so the question is, how do we create a sustainable funding stream? This is an issue that we've put off and put off. We do make appropriate and proper bond investments in transportation on a regular basis. Those do have a high return on investment. We should continue to do that. But the rising costs of construction are making our ability to keep up with those needs untenable. And so we have to find more sustainable ways to do it. But it's going to have to be bipartisan. And that's where I think when you have a Blue Ribbon Task Force looking at these issues in a really thoughtful and methodical way, that's a key component of this. And so I think she recognized the problem, and she also recognized that it's going to require a collaborative approach.
Whether you're talking in a national political issue or here in Maine, healthcare comes up as generally the number one issue. And Governor Mills highlighted plans last night to create a state-based health insurance marketplace that would be under the Federal Affordable Care Act. Now, there is a bill, it's sponsored by Sarah Gideon and Troy Jackson, that would have the state take over the marketing and outreach for healthcare plans available through the federal exchanges. That would include self-employed and uninsured Mainers. How did you view that, and how do you think about it? What do you think about it?
So I think one of the things that Governor Mills recognized in her speech and is that right now, rising healthcare costs are out of control, and people are paying more and more for health insurance with high deductibles and lack of meaningful coverage. So more and more, you're hearing about personal medical catastrophes where people have insurance, and yet medical situations are placing them in bankruptcy or financial real challenges. And so I do think that for a state like Maine, there is a really important public role to play in helping to support the marketplace and helping to increase the pool of participation, and also looking at what can states do to control deductibles and control costs in a meaningful way. And so I think that this legislation is an innovative and creative approach. The governor expressed her full support and said, if you bring this to my desk, I will sign it. It is my hope that the efforts in the Healthcare Insurance and Financial Services Committee that will look over this plan will be bipartisan, and that we'll get to a place that will help lift up businesses and families. Because honestly, as the executive director of a nonprofit that does offer health insurance, as someone who has looked at healthcare premiums for my employees for well over a decade now in different roles. It is out of control. The costs are absurd, and the deductibles are just make it so that people are not going to the doctor. They're not getting the prescriptions that they need, even when they have coverage. And that's unacceptable.
Shanna, was there anything that you didn't hear the governor say last night in her State of the State that you wish the governor had said in her State of the State last night?
Well, honestly, I thought it was a great speech. I thought that, you know, recognizing the bicentennial, 200 years of Maine history, including some humor and thinking about the future and where we might be, you know, reminding us with her line, we are not Washington, we are Maine, we can work together and we do work together. I think that certainly we have some big challenges in terms of the state's economic development. The state just completed the economic strategic plan. I have a bill we can talk about in another day to create at Loring and Brunswick and in Washington County launch sites for nanosatellites. So it's looking at emerging industries and what industries that we don't have. I know that there's a lot of interest in companies that I talk to about the research and development tax credit, which is another tax credit that I'd like to see on the table. There's some initiatives that I think there's interest in the legislature about or that individual legislators have. But I think it was a very comprehensive, thoughtful, and in some ways historic speeches. She talked about having read the speeches of former governors at different moments in history. And she quoted from some of them. And I think, honestly, in 50 years and 100 years, people would be reading the speeches of Governor Mills as well. And looking at what we did, did we maintain prosperity for Mainers? Did we keep the state on a fiscally responsible course? And did we make the proper investments for the future, tackling climate change, tackling broadband, creating opportunities for workers and businesses and families? And I think she accomplished that last night.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.